One day I heard a sermon from the pastor of the church, and he said, you know God's calling you to do something if it's way outside your comfort zone. And I compared my comfort zone at that time to the size of a baseball diamond, 90 feet by 90 feet by 90, 90 foot square. And since most people are familiar with Wrigley Field, I says, I didn't even feel like it was on Sheffield Avenue, let alone inside the ballpark. But after I have did the first couple, it is a comfort zone for me. I don't have any problems going into I go into Pontiac Correctional Center, which is a maximum security, and Stateville, which is my home prison. That's where I went through all the detail work to get qualified as a prison volunteer. So they're the two. The other maximum security, men's maximum security unit, is Menards, which is way down south. I've never been there, but I've been in Stateville and Pontiac quite regularly.
So when you were training for this, did you always feel good about it?
Yes, I did. I did feel good about it, and I felt it was the Lord's calling.
Where was your first experience? What facility did you go to?
The very first one?
Yeah.
Dwight Correctional Center.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you immediately feel this kind of connection to these female inmates and build relationships?
I didn't really start building any relationships until after I retired and was asked by one of the other participants if I would be interested in doing a Bible study under the auspices of, for lack of a sponsorship, of the Gideons. And that's when I got really involved in the Dwight Correctional Center on a weekly basis. There, we have developed what you would say relationships.
Can we talk about the range of what they're incarcerated for?
From maximum, one of the inmates in there was who has been there the longest, and Patricia Colombo. I don't think most people remember what she was involved in, but she's been there for a long time, over 30 years, because she was sentenced there before I moved down there. And women that are in there for DUIs, and at one time when I moved down to Dwight in 1983, it was the only women's prison they had. So.
But you've counseled men as well. I mean, you've been to other facilities.
Oh, yeah. Probably spent as much time with the men as I have with the women.
But it's all in your comfort zone? You've been sitting across from someone convicted of murder?
Don't feel bad. In fact, I never ask them what they've done because I don't want to know. I don't need to know. Let me put it that way. I don't need to know what they've done because the Lord, through His Son Jesus Christ, on the cross, did that so everybody could be forgiven. So I don't want to know, or I don't need to know, let me put it that way, what the person has done, because whatever I've done, if the Lord can forgive me, He can forgive them, no matter who they are or what they've done.
So is there just a full range of things that you talk about? You know, what sort of issues did they, is it simply them finding a connection to the Lord, or is it more about family relationships or relationships with other inmates?
A little bit of everything. Forgiveness, mostly. Some of them have a very, very difficult time forgiving themselves. In fact, I've heard more than one of them have said, oh, I killed a human being. How can I be forgiven? I don't need to know, but sometimes they tell me. No, it doesn't bother me.
Well, another issue, I guess, is, and it's hard for someone like me to imagine prison feeling like home, but suddenly they have a new home. And you can talk about maybe some of the anxiety they've been feeling and you've been talking about.
It's amazing. Friday, we were notified, and everybody was pretty sure that that was going to be our last day because they were told that some of the women will be moved. They're going to walk the men from Logan to Lincoln and the women from Lincoln to Logan, which is just across the parking lot from each other. And, yeah, there was quite a few of the gals said, I don't want to go. This is home. But by the same token, the amount of faith that they showed, but if this is the Lord's will, I guess we'll just have to put our faith in that He's going to take care of us.